Give to our God immortal praise, mercy and truth are all his ways. Wonders of grace to God long repeat his mercies in your soul. Give to the Lord of Lords renown, the King of Kings with glory crown. His mercies ever shall endure when lords and kings are gone no more. He built the earth, he spread the sky, and fixed the starry lights on high. Wonders of grace to God belong, repeat his mercies in your soul.
In verse 5.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
And I like the words of that song, not the pitch. But dear Lord, teach us to wait on you, to trust in you, to not lean on our own understanding. Let's turn to number 69. One.
Glory to God on high, let heaven and earth reply, praise ye his name, his love and grace adore, who all our sorrows bore, sing loud forevermore. Thank you.
Amen. What a blessed thought that now we've only starting to praise his name. We will continue that. Probably greater, if anything. Worthy the Lamb. I'm going to ask the people on the front bench here a question. To you, do I look like an old person? Mixed reviews, maybe. Sometimes I feel like an old person because I realized on Sunday that 22 years ago or so, I was sitting at my mom and dad's house listening to music off of a round object about this big, a record. And I was reminded of it because we missed church, actually, and then my daughters and I listened to some CDs with the same stuff on it, the Bible in Living Sound, dramatized stories that help Bible stories stick in your mind. And so I went online and said, this is something I'd like to get the whole set for my family if I could. And I, after going online, I see that you can buy out all 450 stories now on one CD in MP3 format. And after I weighed that a little, I realized this is phenomenal. 22 years, and the CD is nearly obsolete already. Now, it isn't, but you don't have to buy CDs. In fact, one of my friends told me a couple months ago that he doesn't plan to buy CDs anymore. He will only buy songs in digital format. Well, so the world around us changes like crazy. And sometimes it makes my head spin. And then I realize that thankfully God does not change. And sometimes he makes my head spin too. But he doesn't change, and that is incredibly comforting. Now, you won't have this in your hymnal, but I want to sing Great is Thy Faithfulness, and I think we know it well enough to sing it. Thou changest not, verse 1 says. Thy compassions, they fail not. Verse 2 contrasts the seasons of the year, which change frequently, contrasts that in some manner to the unchangingness of God, and also, well, more. And then verse 3 counts a couple of the blessings that we have, and I'll let you listen for those. Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Yeah.
Let's pause for prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for your faithfulness to us, your love, your mercy, your grace. Pray that as we sing tonight, we could honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Well, great is his faithfulness. If we could just be as faithful as he is, and we can attain that someday. That one song we sang, I mentioned about singing around the throne someday. Praise his name. I was thinking maybe someday when we're there, we can all sing, or I can sing like I'd like to. So we moved here, we found out that this church does a lot of singing and a lot of good singing. Found out how little I know about singing. I was going to read Psalms 96. So if you'd want to turn there, I'll try to not take up too much of your time. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. So hopefully we can learn a new song and what that means. This was David writing it, and he was already writing about someday having a new song. You would think he knew all the songs back then, but he was looking forward to a new song. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. Here was David that hadn't seen Christ yet, but he was already realizing that Christ's glory was to be announced and declared among all the heathen, among all people. And the wonder of that we are among the heathen, so it's not only just declared among the heathen, it's for their salvation or our salvation. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Can we really realize the difference between our Lord and the idols of the nations? I don't think there's ever been an idol that didn't have to be made. Yet the Lord made everything. And this is just an understatement, but the Lord made the heavens. I came across a little reading about what actually the heavens all encompass. And some of you scientists probably already know that, just how big the heavens are. And I'll use a little scientific words if it's all right. We know what a light year is. A light year is the distance that light travels in 1 year. That's almost 6 trillion miles. So if we can imagine that, the known universe, that's just the known universe that some people think that's the edge. I don't think it's the edge. I don't think there is an edge. But just the edge of the known universe, it would take 93 billion years to fly across that, traveling in light years. So if you can figure out how many miles that is. That's the Lord that made the heavens. And why does he have to compete with something that has to be made? Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory. Do unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I think something like tonight, singing, that's an offering. And we come into his sanctuary and his court, that we don't come empty-handed. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The word also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Isn't that something that's comforting to righteous people? And it's a, let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. I've never had to stand before a judge at all, and I don't know how it would be to stand before a judge that would be unrighteous or unjust. But we know that his judgments are righteous, and it's totally in the truth. So that can be a comfort to us, or it can worry us, but hopefully it'll be a comfort to us to think that someday we'll be judged by a judge that is totally righteous and totally truthful. I guess we're going ahead and take your prayer requests and split up in groups.
Sounds like a great plan. We talked about that. It just, to me at least, I don't know about if everybody's the same, but it adds meaning when someone shares what they like about the song, whether it's a memory of singing it with a loved one, whether it's something in the song that you like. But again, if that's going to stop you from giving one you wanted to sing, why, that's where we'll sign off and say that's okay if you give it anyway. So like to take maybe I'll take about four numbers, and then directly before we sing them, we'll give you an opportunity to say something about it if you have something. What selections would you have at this time? Take some more selections after this.
Does Jesus care when my heart is faint to deeply for murder? Then song, as the prayer grows stressed and the cares is stressed and the weight grows weary and long, oh yes, he cares.
210, Marvin. 110.
Thank you.
280.
I would like to suggest a 2 because of the pain that I think was one reason that father-in-law was drawn to it.
Two people picked it, so I bet we can sing 4 verses. 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Jesus, I pray.
Seated. There is.
Love, love, love.
I can get the frog out of my throat, we will sing 449. In fact, maybe one of you can start it.
Oh, see.
you, Sam. We needed to sing that, you bet. Why don't we close with that? To God be the glory.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go.
People said,
Amen.